A new poll finds Americans gloomy and distrustful of their government. A federal panel recommends HPV vaccine for boys and men, too, not just women and girls. 8 current or former New York police officers are charged with gun smuggling. And China gears up to command the desalination industry. I'm Pat Lyons with a preview of the front page of Wednesday's New York Times. Azam Ahmed and Peter Latman report in the Times that federal prosecutors may file criminal charges as soon as Wednesday against Rajat K. Gupta, the most prominent executive so far to be caught up in the government's insider trading investigation, according to people who've been briefed on the case. Most of the people charged with insider trading in the last 2 years have worked on Wall Street, but the charges against Mr. Gupta would extend the case into America's most prestigious corporate boardrooms. It would also cap a stunning fall from grace for a trusted advisor to political leaders and chief executives of top companies. He's a former director of Goldman Sachs and Procter & Gamble, and the longtime head of the elite McKinsey consulting firm. The government suspects Mr. Gupta of leaking corporate secrets to Raj Rajaratnam, the hedge fund manager who was sentenced this month to 11 years in prison for trading on illegal stock tips. A deep sense of economic misery and doubt about the future hangs over the nation a year before the next national election, and Americans have never been more distrustful of their government, according to the latest New York Times CBS News poll. Jeff Zeleny and Megan Thee Brennan write in their article about the poll that the combustible climate helps explain why the presidential race has been so volatile and why protest movements like Occupy Wall Street have taken hold so readily. According to the poll, 2/3 of Americans say that wealth should be distributed more evenly in the country. 70% say the policies of the congressional Republicans favor the rich. 2/3 object to tax cuts for corporations, and about the same number favor increasing income taxes on millionaires. And dissatisfaction with all the country's leaders, Democrats and Republicans alike, runs deep, the poll found. 74% say the country's on the wrong track. 84% disapprove of the job Congress is doing, and 46% disapprove of President Obama's performance in office. Still, the poll found support for each component in the president's plan for creating jobs, while only 1/4 favored repealing the health care law that he championed. Boys and young men should be vaccinated against the human papillomavirus, or HPV, a federal advisory committee said on Tuesday, to protect against anal and throat cancers. The vaccine is controversial because the virus is transmitted sexually. In fact, HPV infection is the most common sexually transmitted disease in the country, affecting 3/4 of Americans at some point in their lives. Most people barely notice the infection, but in some, it can cause warts or cancers, including cervical, vaginal, and vulvar cancers in women and anal cancer in men. The expensive vaccine, given in 3 shots costing hundreds of dollars, is already recommended for girls and young women, but vaccination rates have been disappointing, Gardner Harris reports in the Times. And the vaccine has found its way into political controversy. Governor Rick Perry of Texas has been criticized for trying to require vaccination of girls in his state, and Representative Michelle Bachmann falsely claimed that the vaccine causes mental retardation. The new recommendation is likely to be just as contentious, since there is growing evidence that the cancers it is meant to prevent in men result from homosexual activity. Makers of medical devices have found a powerful ally in lobbying to get their products approved by the government: venture capitalists, who donate big money to political campaigns. Barry Meyer and Janet Roberts report in the Times that people associated with funds that underwrite the makers of new medical devices and other health products have made more than $3.3 million in political donations to Republicans, Democrats, and political action committees over the past 5 years. One recipient is Eric Paulson, a 2-term Republican congressman from Minnesota, who is sponsoring a bill to make it much easier to bring medical devices to market. Last spring, he made an impassioned plea to a House Oversight Committee, calling on Congress to rein in the FDA, which scrutinizes medical devices, or else risk the loss of 400,000 jobs across the country. Over the following month, people with a stake in medical device regulation gave his committee $74,000. Patient advocates and some physicians have expressed alarm at the trend of venture capitalists using their financial muscle to push for lighter regulation. They say that if anything, the country should be moving toward tighter scrutiny of new medical devices, and that patients who have been harmed by flawed devices have been frozen out of the conversation. Michael Wines reports on another green technology that China is gearing up to dominate, desalination, the process of turning seawater into fresh water. Just as it did with solar panels and wind turbines, China is investing huge amounts in making desalination work on an industrial scale, even if it means losing a bundle to get there. Mr. Wines visits a $4 billion project near Tianjin that takes advantage of waste heat from a coal-fired power plant to distill water drawn from the Bohai Sea into clean drinking water. No private company could afford to build or operate such a plant because the water sells for only half of what it costs to produce. But China sees it as money well spent to gain experience. "Someone has to lose money," said the general manager, Guo Qigong. "We're a state-owned corporation, and it's our social responsibility." China has a growing water problem at home. Rapid development has pushed up demand and also worsened the country's pollution problems. But China sees a worldwide demand for desalination and is determined to master the technology and be ready to supply it. 8 current and former New York police officers were arrested on Tuesday and charged with involvement in gun smuggling. William Rashbaum and Joseph Goldstein report that the defendants are accused of accepting thousands of dollars in cash to drive a caravan of firearms into the state, brazenly defying the city's efforts to get illegal guns off the streets. The guns include M16 rifles as well as handguns. Most of the 8 cops, 5 still on the force and 3 retired, worked at one time or another in the same Brooklyn station house. They were arrested at their homes before sunrise on Tuesday by FBI agents and the police department's own Internal Affairs Bureau, officials said. 4 more men were arrested in the case as well, a New Jersey corrections officer, a former sanitation department officer, and 2 associates. The case strikes at the heart of one of the major themes of Mayor Bloomberg's administration, getting guns off the city streets. Mr. Bloomberg is the head of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a coalition of 600 municipal chief executives from around the nation. Finally, Eric Eckholm writes about the push for personhood amendments in 6 states, including Florida, Ohio, and Mississippi, which will vote on the initiative next month. These amendments to state constitutions would declare a fertilized human egg to be a legal person, effectively branding abortion and some forms of birth control as murder. Abortion opponents hope the personhood amendments will reshape the national debate. The head of a group pushing for passage in Mississippi said, "It's an opportunity for people to say that we're made in the image of God." But many doctors and rights advocates say the proposal would cause a dangerous intrusion of criminal law into medical care, jeopardizing women's rights and even their lives. The amendment in Mississippi would ban virtually all abortions, including those resulting from rape or incest. It would also ban IUDs and the so-called morning-after pill, which prevent fertilized eggs from implanting in the uterus. It would outlaw the destruction of embryos created in laboratories, and it could interfere with in vitro fertilization. Analysts say it's likely to pass in Mississippi, but would surely be challenged in the courts afterward. And that's a preview of the front page of Wednesday's New York Times. For more on these and other stories, pick up a copy of the paper or visit nytimes.com. From the New York Times newsroom, I'm Pat Lyons.